It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 845.
Happy Monday, Gronks. What's happening? What's going on? How are we?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good? You? Yeah. Yeah, same spot as always. Not much has changed, other than feeling relaxed after a weekend with no baby.
Oh, it was only one day though, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, when you know, one day turns into 2 days. Oh, look, you can have him for another night.
Is that what happened?
So it went from Friday morning. Bodhi was picked up by my parents, and my mum got a note from the doctor saying that she needed to, you know, lend assistance and be a carer because we've been doing it a bit tough. Anyway, that's all good. It's all above board, and so Bodhi left. And I spoke to Mum Saturday morning, called her, said, "Mum, what's up? How are we? How's he going?" Bodhi had not even mentioned us once. I said, "Fuck him, he's staying another night." Yeah. No, he'd been such a little angel. I said, "Look, you know, you can have him another night." Mum's like, Mum's the one that, yeah, she'll crumble quick. And then she'll always has to ask Timbo. And Tim, my dad, will be like, you know, he's the sort of more stern, like if he doesn't really.
Saturday like, FF off the table for them.
Anyway, it turned out Bodhi was able to stay another night. And so the feeling, JJ, this is like, you know when you have a client cancel and you really didn't want to do the job and then you're like, oh my God, this is the best. It's like that times 20. It's like you've had your year's worth of clients cancel and it didn't really matter. Financially, it was fine. It was like, sick, I'm going to fucking Florida just to hang out. Anyway,
we're a really good service business, aren't we?
but you know what I mean. You get me.
No, I definitely don't.
And so, but dude, I tell you what, one thing you realize, it is like post-traumatic stress, to be honest. Like, I feel like I've been to war. This is no comparison to people who have actually served, so forgive this metaphor. But I feel like I've served, and when you walk around your house, you know, like I find myself fucking tiptoeing, and he's not even here.
You think that there's mines everywhere?
I find myself clenching my bum, walking around the house, just thinking that fuck, I can't wake him up. And then you realize he's not here. It's ridiculous because you don't realize when he's here how much you do that. Yeah. And like, go to the bathroom. I'll go have a shower. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck, you just don't want to wake the little tyrant up. It's bizarre. Anyway, so it was lovely. And it ends up being like...
What did you do? So, when did you find out on Saturday that you were clear for another night?
Oh, it was fairly early. And then so, we ended up just going for a beautiful walk. Oh, no, we found out. We went for a beautiful walk, so we're feeling good out in the sun. And then, as we're sitting, eating bacon and egg rolls.
Where from?
And, just this local bakery. They're amazing. When I say bacon and egg rolls, top end, you know, top end brioche bun, that kind of shit.
Yeah, great.
And then we had some Portuguese tarts. And as we're munching into some Portuguese tart, we call my mum. And that's when we find out the good news. Mm-hmm. And so it was just, you know, think of a film clip where it's just sun shining and it's just fucking peeping the step. And we go home and then...
How
I think
fired
we jumped
up
into bed.
Were you? Like, did you actually? Were you so fired up that you were sort of dancing as you walked?
It was. It felt good. Let's be honest. It felt real fucking good. And so, we ended up going for a longer walk. We're like, mate, you know, this is feeling. Let's go. Let's fuck Daniel Andrews in his 60 minutes. Let's go 130. Let's go 90 mins. We did 90 mins. How are they going to know? It's not like we have a podcast where we talk about stuff, but so we did 90 mins of exercise.
I hope this is going to be like a case of the lady in Ballarat and Amy will be in her pajamas and you'll be filming as the cops come and arrest you. Yeah.
And so, it just lightened the load for the rest of the day and we just enjoyed it.
And prepared for when he came home because we had a quick debrief on the Dan Andrews thing on Sunday evening and fucking the tyrant was back. And the tyrant being Bodhi, not Dan Andrews.
No, he was back in full force. He'd just woken up from a nap when I spoke to you and you hadn't heard the 4 or 5 hours of me saying, it's Father's Day, mate. Just fucking relax a little, yeah? Just, it's my day. But no, it's good to have him back. Good to have him back. But it's nice to have a break. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel refreshed? I feel like it never happened.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's interesting because you think you want to do a bunch of stuff when you have time, but then you end up just like sleeping and just relaxing. But I had a really great Father's Day in the morning. I went for a bike ride with my bro and we just, oh, it was magical. Just right. Ian Trainer, Gronk Ian would have loved it. Just downhill mountain biking around the suburbs.
I was just
right,
like,
mate, the thing is, this is, I'm fucking falling in love with this area because you could put in 60 Ks of bike riding around mountain track, like tracks that go, and when I say mountain, I don't live near mountain ranges necessarily, but there's just
hills
along the rivers. There's like places you go down and up. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. It's magical. And there's kangaroos and there's rabbits. Nice. Sun was shining. Yesterday was like 21. It was magical. So I felt so good after putting in some exercise in the morning and then came home and bacon and eggs and,
again,
you know. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, that's good. Ate a small menagerie over the weekend.
No, that's very good. Now, the weather's been so good, I've been thinking about moving the exercise bike out onto the balcony.
Great idea. Yeah. That would be, get some real nice oxygen.
Yeah.
Oh, just.
I was thinking.
Feels like, you know, it's like you're in one of those trainers where you're seeing the big screen up in front of you. You've got a real life version.
Exactly. Maybe I'll get motion sick. The I thought we could start a segment every Monday called Comment of the Week because I'm not checking the – I don't have all the social stuff installed all the time. I did a bit of socialing on the weekend and so now dialing it all back. But just as I went to click live on the YouTube channel, I saw that we had some comments, and my favorite one this week comes from a guy who this was on our studio tour video.
Yep, great. Mason killed that.
Dudes, you got like 12K subs, but the studio costs like 35 to 40 grand. Yeah, mate. You're right. Good observation. Dude. I thought that was pretty funny.
Dudes, you got like 12K subs, but the studio costs 35 to 40. Oh, that's great.
There you go.
That's the so best.
I thought that was quite funny.
Any moment of being triggered or just a laugh?
Nah, just like the thing is, you see how I think that maybe with COVID, is it just me or do you realize that, okay, everyone's struggling. And so because everyone's struggling, I don't take anything personally.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad way of doing things, but like I like every time someone is like super negative or that sort of, like it's normally out of proportion for what really is happening. And so I'm in regards to like what they're responding to in regards to, you know, like I saw, did you see, I think it was, you might have deleted it. I saw on our YouTube, someone's like, Leon Shergren, our mates, obviously said something on Twitter and someone's not being happy. So they've gone on every one of our YouTube videos. Do you see this?
No.
Leon Shergren is a fascist or something like that. not those exact words. But just like, you know, political stuff, people get
really?
Cray-cray. Yeah. Yeah.
I got, we're taking the hit for other people.
I know. I can't be fucked. Could you imagine being on Twitter and dealing with like I don't care that much. Like I don't care enough about my opinion, about anyone else's opinion, to sort of communicate.
Well, I mean, there are people being very triggered at this point. And you see, like, even the last week, and especially over the last 24 hours since the announcement of, you know, 2 weeks more stage 4 lockdown in Victoria plus,
it's essentially, you know, some 7 businesses, weeks, isn't it? Like that,
100%. So you've got hairdressers, mate. Daniel Andrews, I don't know where he's going to get a haircut, but his hair is fucked at the moment. But he's got another 7 weeks before he can go to a hairdresser. If that guy gets a haircut, we're going to be questioning it.
If he comes
in short back and size, I'm going to be saying, where have you been?
By November, he better have a full on mullet.
if he doesn't have a fucking man bun done by October. Yeah. I'm going
to
be pissed.
The great thing is, I wanted to change. If you think about it, when he wore the North Face jacket, more casual.
Yeah.
We're getting into summer. I feel like he's going to need sort of like a VB singlet with his mullet.
So basically, October 28 is when hairdressing salons and barbers and beauty salons will be able to open. So it's like
at the earliest.
And that's considering like if there's more cases, if somehow there's a spike or something, then that's not going to be happening. So there's a lot of sort of, I get it. There's a feeling of unsettled, you know, unknown. It's a scary place to live in. And I find myself slipping into that. You know, we're making choices for the future at the moment. And and so it's like you can easily just try and stop everything that you're thinking about moving forward on. But then that's only based on fear of, you know, this unknown. Because you can move forward. Look, if you can't open your doors to your business, literally you can't open your doors because you have a high street store. That's a different story, and I feel for you massively. And so I feel myself, just speaking individually, I can see my mind slipping into that, oh no. It's like when you haven't written a list of shit you need to do and it's all just in your head about what you need to do. And so you feel out of control. And so I can feel that sense of being out of control coming in, and I just have to fucking get back to focusing on, no, this is what we're actually doing today, tomorrow, this week, this month. And like,
do you think that part of it is that we, like for us, we're young in the grand scheme of things, but also we're sort of in the early stages. Like I feel like we're at the perfect point where we're not trying to start our business now, so it's not like, oh, we need to find a lease or whatever. But then also we're not at the stage where, if you're someone who has gotten used to a lifestyle, if you've gotten used to, like, you know, bringing in, you know, $400,000 a year as, you know, as some sort of CEO for a business or whatever, a small business or whatever it is, like I guess that would hurt. But like for us, we've been paying ourselves fucking like the equivalent of just higher than JobKeeper for the last couple of years to build this thing. And so when you go on JobKeeper, it's, and like we're in the fortunate position where we're doing stuff remotely and we're doing the podcast stuff, but it's not a crazy jump. Like I think about if all shit hit the fan, like Bree and I would be not, like, it's not like we've got like a house to lose. We don't have any of that stuff. So I do empathize with if you are like highly leveraged, or if you'd sort of built up a really epic business and now this has fucked the business forever, you'd be probably really pissed off.
Yeah, 100%. And so, I mean, when you have less to lose, you're worrying less, I think. But then that is one thought. But then people that probably, if they had that perspective, they could work out that there's not a heap to lose, but still there is worries and there's still concerns. I mean, but the word resilience, like, it is talked about a lot. It is talked about a lot. And what is resilience? It's, I've just looked it up, to be honest. I didn't know what it meant. The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties or toughness. I knew what resilience meant, but when you look at it like that, to get to, okay, but the thing is that there has to be some difficulty or toughness to build resilience. And resilience is the buzzword over the last couple of years that's been thrown around of like, mate, you know, it's easy to say you need resilience. It's also fucking annoying because you have to go through something tough. And so you see the people from, you know, immigrants that have been through a tough upbringing, are probably higher in the resilience level across the board based on just having a tough upbringing. And so people going through tough times, also there's the reality that they don't come out resilient because it's been too tough, or it's just broken them down too much. And so these times are building resilience in individuals. And so the people that are struggling at the moment, I mean, that maybe it's a way of looking at it to say, fuck, it's a shit situation, but will I in the future be able to look back on this and go, we weathered that storm, or we were able to survive, our families together, or my marriage is still in existence, or now look, I've got
we're
a job.
And but it's still like it's technically we're married.
We're still friends. It's, it is a bizarre time in history. I like to think about, and maybe it's a fun thing, like what can you look, say, what can the story be in 10 years' time, looking back on this time, and paint the best picture of what it could be. And so it is like, remember when we were fucking making nothing and we had that guy harassing us about our $35,000 studio and we had 12K subs? Well, now we got 13K and it cost, and we've got a $70,000 studio. So we're doing well.
That reminds me of, I was listening to a podcast last night, Hidden Brain. Have you heard of Hidden Brain?
Oh, mate, when you're trying to build the second brain, you don't want to hide a brain.
I've got a lot. There's a lot of brains going on. It's by NPR. But August 4, I think that you would love this. It's U 2.0. They do this every year. And this one is Our Pursuit of Happiness. And the description is, sometimes life can feel like being stuck on a treadmill. No matter how hard you try to get happier, you end up back where you started. What's going on here? And so it's interesting because it talks about how we look back at these experiences with more positivity and happiness than the reality of what they're in. It's like when you go on a holiday and it's a bit fucked and like things go wrong and all that sort of thing. But in like 3 months' time, when you talk about it, it's like, it was the best fucking thing ever. I can't wait to get back.
I think holidays are the perfect example because you think about how hot and restless and unsettled you are in Greece waiting for a fucking boat just to get your snap on the, you know, on the Mediterranean, whatever ocean
everywhere.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, in the moment you don't feel amazing, but you look back on it, you're like, oh, darling, remember when we were in Greece and we were clapping at the sunset?
Yeah. It's like, you forget the bit. Where there's
you forget
like
all those
thousands
bits.
Of people around you and you're pissed off and
hangry and you just had an argument and you couldn't decide which gyros you're going to fucking eat for the night and you didn't want to eat more gyros because it's you felt like a salt ball already. You know, you felt like a little guinea pig salt lick.
But see, the thing is, I felt good. Like, isn't it? It's funny because I'm sure I couldn't, with the amount of pizza and stuff that I was eating in Italy, I couldn't have felt as good as I think that I felt.
I know.
I was eating three pizzas a day.
I know. But you're happy. You just, there's something about.
The ingredients are so good. You know,
That's what everyone says. That's what everyone says. There's something, I mean, there's something about that mindset of holiday that just is relaxing. And so, but you can have these senses. It's listening to this thing. So, the moment of someone's existence where they say they work 9 to 5 and they get home at 5:30 and they sit on the couch and they say, you know, time to relax. And so the purpose and the, you could say goal, but then it might not be goals within meditation, but one of the sort of, one of the realities is that you can have that 5:30 feeling any time of the day.
Yeah.
But we gear ourselves.
Just sit on the couch. Just like, whereas, well, like, what are you doing? Are you not working? It's like the baseball's on. And,
but you see the office environment. It's like high stress and we're geared towards like, we got to fucking get through this day and do everything before we get home and then allow ourselves to have that moment. But the reality is we can have the moment at any moment in the day if we choose and focus and
so
go
when
through
are you
a process
choosing,
to get
are you
there.
Finding now that the tyrant's back? Is tyrant too mean of a word? What can we get? What's a nice, fun...
My baby point? Boy.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, So the baby boy, like how do you... So the thing of, you know, fucking squeezing your sphincter or whatever, you know, walking around the house.
Just worried that I'm going to step on a landmine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's the reframing then? How can you pretend like that's not your reality during the day?
Oh, slam doors. No, no. I mean, there is the, there is, I don't resent the walking around. It's more just the realization that that's what's mm-hmm. actually happening. And because yeah. you have to be quiet. If a kid's sleeping, you can't be banging doors. You've mm-hmm. got to be sensitive. And so, no, no, no. I don't think, it definitely doesn't bring me sadness or anything. Like, I, there's probably a moment of like, and which I have been doing is like listening to his little squealy voice and just like, this is, he's not going to have that squealy voice. Like, his little voice will change mm-hmm. soon.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking and, about that. Like, and, yeah.
It's, and so there is the last time that he's, that he, you know, says a stupid word to me.
That's, before, you know, it's, it, he's crossed the line.
No, before he, it's like, so how do you savor the moments that even aren't feeling that great? Mm-hmm. And so the fact that we, yeah, yeah, that we need to go on drives with him maybe to get him to sleep, like mm-hmm. he's not going to want to come into our bed at some point. And so it's if you're just like so annoyed and strict, there's a level. There's like, I think you cannot, you got to have boundaries, like anything, any relationship. But then there are like, in these tough times, especially thinking about like, fuck, we got to, I had a moment this morning driving and I'm listening to this brekkie radio and they were, had a childcare worker on, and the childcare person, because childcare is not going back until the 28th. And so they're one of the first to open up. 28th of September, which is great because that means that for people that need to stay home and work, they don't have to have a child there to do.
So, does that mean that from the 28th, Bodie Boy will be back?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, with all things considered, like the numbers are good, which means that we'll be able to work from home. And so, but just hearing her say, you know, oh, like, you know, kids have got, you know, access to sort of learning that their teachers are putting on. And I was like, fuck, we haven't been doing any of that shit. But then you could easily get into a guilt trap of like, oh, no, no, we haven't been giving him like this right education. And then I think, fuck, and the kid's three. Yeah, it's yeah. like, we're all fucked. Yep. We're struggling. Mm-hmm. Just let's give ourselves a break. He'll be back at it.
Think about it too. The whole year level is going to be like that. So, he's fine, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
whole, yeah. Which I don't think that's the way it works. But there is no, something funny in the idea that they're all just like, fucking, they all oh. won't know how to spell. That's fine. But the three-year-olds don't know how to spell anyway.
I mean, he's a good age for that stuff. I feel for parents that have got preps, you know, the pivotal, the sort of years that are meaningful, one, two, three, yeah. like to, for really sort of, working out your rhythm.
I'm excited to see them as adults. I'm excited to see, like, there's going to be a, like, the resilience that you talked about, but also, like, resourcefulness and being able to, like, also be creative. Like, you need to, like, think about how creative you have to be to work out what to do during the day when you're stuck at home.
Yeah, man. It's yeah, there's a lot of good that will come out of it. It's just hard at the moment. But that's I want to build resilience. I think if you were to look at some traits of a human or a child that you want, and resilience is definitely there.
Yeah.
And so it's one way of looking at it, I guess.
I was when I was swiping across Instagram yesterday, I came across an ad, and on that ad El Monte was playing.
Oh, no. Dogs.
And so, for people who don't know, we live stream a lot of the shows and we play this song.
Yeah, it's become a bit of a theme song for us.
Mm-hmm. It's the song that's on our waiting on hold music for the business.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was thinking it could be fun if you hear the, like, let's try and collate over the coming weeks, months, years. If you hear a song, if you hear an ad that has El Monte, hi at thedailytalkshow.com, it would be great to get, what's his name, Luke Melville, I think that's the artist. It'd be great to get Luke on. Wouldn't it be great? How about this? Yes. Episode, no, this is what we're fucking doing. I've just come up with it. So, we've got Ryan Shelton on for episode 1000 of The Daily Talk Show.
Yeah.
Let's get a live performance of El Monte. And so Luke could be set up at his home and we could stream like a DJ style and he could be doing
that. Would
it.
Be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
What's some other things? Like, so I was thinking in the early days when we first started this, it was like we're doing Zooms and we're doing all that sort of thing. But then everything changed. Like, if you think about it, like people in like Emma in Queensland has a very different experience. Like, at the beginning, it was like we're all in this together. It doesn't matter where you are. Even in the world, it sort of felt like it was very universal. Whereas now, it does feel a little bit more sort of segmented based on the situation. So Victorians, very different context to people in Western Australia. Is there something that we could do? Like, I wonder if there's one night or one thing that we could look forward to or one date that we put in the calendar. We haven't done it in a while. Something for everyone to look forward to.
Yeah, I know. We did a formal. Mm-hmm. We did a...
So we look back, Friday this is the whole drinks. Thing, we're looking back on it so fondly.
I was
in tears, you know.
And I was drinking way too much.
Oh, that's right, that's where you're like, oh, fuck, no booze.
No, it was fun. There were some hangovers though. But it's it's also timing, right? Mm-hmm. And so there are things that fit into periods of time. And so why do they happen? It's like they kind of naturally all happened because it felt like that was the thing to be doing then.
Mm-hmm.
It's and so you're right.
So what could this October, November, what could we do? We don't have to have the answer now. I thought we could spitball and then hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you've got suggestions.
Yeah, and I don't think it can be something that we've done before because it's too obvious, and especially because you relate it to the time that you actually did it last, you know, last time. Friday Night Drinks, I remember how it felt back then, or the formal, I remember how it felt back then.
What about something around the bubble, like it's a bubble themed party?
Bubbles.
Because we're all stuck in a bit of a bubble.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we could get Regurgitator on, who are... they were the band that was banned in the bubble in Federation Square back in the early 2000s. Yeah, they were sort of like Big Brother, but in like a glass area in Fed Square.
Really? Did you go and see them or something?
And a Channel V, they had a dedicated channel where it was 24 hours you could watch them.
Interesting. And so, you were up all night watching them. You've been watching live streams.
Yeah, yeah.
Love a live stream.
Yeah. So, like in another life... could definitely see myself like working in London. You know how they've got really good surveillance?
Real good.
Yeah, you see fucking zooming in on faces and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Would love to do that shit.
I mean, you could probably do it here. There's probably some kind of,
I'm just always disappointed. You just see the, the Eastlink cam or what, it's all shitty. You want stuff pan, tilt, zoom style thing. So, yeah, ideas.
Yeah,
do you have any thoughts?
I mean, nothing at this moment. I mean, I think anything would be the problem.
Not a peaceful protest, but
you start thinking about outdoor things. You start thinking about getting out. Weather's great. Look outside, blue sky. Oh fuck yeah! And you want to sort of get out and about. Uh-huh. And so that's where it's thinking about doing something that requires being out and about could just be shut down.
So what about here's one idea. So, because one idea that I just had, which we definitely wouldn't be able to do, is it's like everyone going solo. This seems irresponsible, so we won't do this. But everyone going out for their walk. It's a terrible idea at the same time.
Well, I did think that. But
they did that in Dandenong, and it's not a good look. It was them sort of...
protesting.
Protesting.
Oh, but really?
what about something around like a baton? So, for instance, it's like I've only gone for a couple of walks, in the last month. I want to start doing more. But maybe there's something where it could be a handover thing where it's like, try and get the longest walk going. And so everyone has to do an hour and you have to, include the hour. And then obviously in Victoria, we've got the curfew at 8 p.m. and it's going to be 9 p.m. But then we could hand over the baton to people overseas as well. And so we could all lock it. We could have a big calendar and see how long we could do a simultaneous, like how long, sorry, no, simultaneous, how long we could do the walk where we're always, someone is always walking and the one requirement is you just need to take a photo of you doing it. And we could have a blog. It could be thedailytalkshow.com/walk and you can see who's currently walking.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's
what's your pushback?
It's
the first idea. It's
idea. Yeah. Yeah, it could be the longest letter ever sent. So you put like 100 letters inside of a letter. Uh-huh. And so each time you open the letter, it just has another thing you can mail from your end. And so you see how far around the world you can mail a letter.
It becomes where a bit of a drug trafficking issue, doesn't it?
Like yeah, they trace it back to the show and then...
It's also a lot of hands touching, you know, physical touch.
Yeah. It's, I mean, there's step count. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is where we need suggestions, guys. I mean, we're trapped indoors right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe our brains aren't thinking wide enough or big enough. Yeah. Maybe you're outside of lockdown and you're feeling, you're walking along the beach right now and you're like, boys, I've got the idea. I've got it.
Yeah. Send us an email.
Yep.
Great. Awesome.
HiTheDailyTalkShow.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is the email address.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the podcast, let us know. What's your calendar? What do you got?
Oh, it's Fitzy's 34th birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Fitzy, for your 34th.
Yeah.
If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. But also tell a mate if you can. If you think this would connect with someone that you know.
Yeah. If they're in lockdown or if they're, you know, wanting to sort of learn about anything.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just what resilience is. But also, if you've got any suggestions on, we've been doing this for 845 episodes. It's a lot of episodes, and we've had. If I think about it, there's been a lot of ebbs and flows in the style and what we've done.
100%.
And so, if you've got any suggestions of what you're craving for from us, just send us an email. hi@thedailytalkshow.com, because I think that's definitely something we can do in the coming months. Is bringing some of those ideas in.
100%. Like, for instance, we haven't had a guest on since episode 818. Mm-hmm. And that's a conscious choice by us to not make it too crazy on our end. Sorry, 820. My bad, 820. Mm-hmm. So we're at 845.
Zach Mander, was he our last one?
Yeah, Zach Mander.
Yeah.
Which we will. I think that's when you think about how long we're doing this show for, the 10-year goal, mm-hmm. it's... you know, there's no slowing down. And as that guy in the comments said, we got to pay back our $40,000 studio. It's, we're in this for the long haul, baby.
We're not even using it.
Oh, no. That would have stunk. If he put in there, you know...
And you're not even using it.
12K subs, $40,000 studio that you can't even use.
Yeah. To be honest, I think what would have... anything around the acoustics would have gotten to me. If he said, you've spent 30 grand on the studio, but your acoustics are shit... That would have,
absolutely
that
would have not, mate. Our studio fucking sounds better than radio studios. Most radio studios. And they spend 200 grand just trying to airlock the joint.
Yeah, no, we're getting... We've got some exciting ideas for
how funny is it that you spend $200,000 on an airlock of a radio studio, but then the issue is fucking radio signals in your car makes it sound shit.
Yeah. It is crazy, isn't it?
Oh, dude. Welcome to the new world.
Yeah. Alrighty. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone, wherever you are. We're thinking of you and we're all, what do they say? We're not all on the same boat, but we're in the same storm.
Yeah.
And don't know what you can take from that. But
yeah. Just have a premium boat.
Yeah. Just have a super yacht. That's what we're doing, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.